I always am amazed when the press admits and throws something to the wolves or somebody, one of their own. This is quite easy to do once they've died. And of course, Jimmy Savile, this perv that's been there forever at the BBC, amongst many other pervs, mind you, was fronting as for a paedophile ring, a high-profile one of very important people, and supplying children to them and having a lot himself too. He liked a lot of little boys as well, and some of them do go into that, as well as girls. But it says, Sir Jimmy Savile, Prince Charles' love for Savile's ladies. Now, that's a little play on a word, ladies, there. But anyway, it says that in light of ITV's damning documentary about Sir Jimmy Savile's sexual abuse of girls, the Prince of Wales may regret the closeness of their friendship. One Christmas card that Prince Charles sent to the television presenter, who, as you know, was interviewed by police in 2007, he wrote, "Jimmy, with affectionate greetings from Charles, give my love to your ladies in Scotland." Now, it's a little play there, actually, because, you see, Jimmy had bought himself an out-of-the-way place in Scotland where he could do his paedophilic stuff. He did it all over the place, anyway. But, and Jimmy was from England. But in Scotland, they'll say lads for guys and laddies and lasses, you know. It's a bit of a play on that, if you can think about it. Anyway, the ladies are thought to be women dressed in waitresses' outfits with initials HR and H on their aprons, who served Prince Charles when he dined with Sir Jimmy at the BBC's presenter's cottage in Glencoe in the Highlands in 1999. So, of course, they're all in it together, and there's more than that. They will never unravel this because they can't. They would expose too many of the bigwigs. So they're throwing Savile's name out there to the wolves, and that's where it'll end, folks. That's where it will end. Another one, too, is his chilling photos of Jimmy Savile perched on hospital bedsides inside the hospital, because he went around doing charity work. He was a philanthropist, you know. As former BBC executives deny, sex abuse was an open secret at the corporation. And it says they all had complaints about him. And children in wheelchairs have come forward now that were paralyzed and were abused by Savile. And other witnesses saw it happening. It's just astonishing. But is it in this day and age? I don't think there's any outrage these days. Folk are so jaded and contaminated themselves with stuff that the BBC puts out. Back after this break. Hi, folks. I'm back, cutting through the matrix, talking about, it's really the culture. The culture's sunk, you see. Because, you see, the pedo has got in charge of all this a long, long time ago. Why do you think this is the main thing you'll hear all the time about human rights? Step by step by step. And now pedophiliacs are demanding they have their same rights as the rest of the ones that have got rights. This is natural. This is the way it's going to go. And the public are so jaded and contaminated, as Besmanov said, step by step, generation by generation, and all the stuff that they think is entertainment churned out by places like the BBC all their lives, they can't tell. I mean, because after all, what is culture? Culture is what is normal for a people to survive. Once it's destroyed, you have a new culture, but it's synthetic, and that's what you have now. You've got a managed synthetic culture, and it's not meant to help you all survive at all. You're simply the prey of the predators, from the bankers to these characters here, pedophiles, who run a lot of the stuff, and entertainment and so on, right down to you. You're just contaminated. That's why there's no shock anymore about things. There's no outrage, as the media loves to put it in big headlines. It is simply, oh, well, you know, because you see, pedophilia is to be normalized. I said this years ago and years ago. Because they're going to normalize all of this stuff long, long, long time ago. Before you were born, they wrote books about all this stuff. What was going to come to pass. Under the guise of equality, you understand. There's even arguments at the United Nations about this stuff. That if you stop children from doing this, if children want to do this, as they'll try and put it, like the pedophilics, obviously the child wants this, you see, then you're interfering with the rights of the child. So this will be normalised, and this, the folk will accept it. I've no doubt. They've accepted everything else. Most of the children that should be born are going up in smoke in every town and city across the countries. I mean, that's normal now. Life is cheap. So anyway, they're going about this one here because people love anything to do with sex, you see. They're just addicted to it now. Super addicted, actually. And it says, and of course, all the ones the BBC claim, like Mr. Moyer told The Guardian, that neither by nods or winks or by innuendo did receive any scintilla of the story whatsoever or any hint about it from Roger Ordish, Savile's producer for 20 years. They're all just blind, you see. They're all blind, hadn't a clue, yeah. And so none of these guys have been investigated either, because there's big, big paedophilic rings involved in all of this stuff here. This is, but the claims from former BBC employees are in stark contrast to the plethora of sexual abuse allegations against the late TV star Savile. I don't call him a star. He was just a pedo gun, you know, acting silly. And it says another new released image today from the 2005, the Jim Will Fix It series. Star is seen at Stoke Mandeville Hospital, where he is alleged to have abused patients outside a cafe called Jimmy's in his honour. So he did it everywhere. Everybody saw it, obviously. It was alleged that nurses resorted to warning youngsters in hospitals to pretend to be asleep when the star was approaching their wards on his, you know, his charity visits. He had keys to some of these hospitals. You think that isn't an organised paedophilic ring? And it says a former BBC presenter, Savile, raised millions for the hospital in Aylesbury, Buckinghamshire, and worked as a volunteer there for many years. And it was claimed that hospital chiefs knew 30 years ago that Savile was a threat, yet they allowed the predatory paedophile to boast he had his own bedroom at the Buckinghamshire Hospital and had lived there for 2 decades. Yeah, well, the BBC has issued a grovelling apology to the late presenter's many victims. The National Health Service chiefs are refusing to say sorry. It comes as a further 2 allegations against Savile have been received by Lancashire police. I'll keep rolling in. One about a girl then aged 14 in the 1960s and one a 15-year-old girl in the 1980s from Bedfordshire. And so there's boys as well. Speaking in Bristol, Miliband says, there needs to be justice for the victims, and what we also need is every institution that had connections with Savile to do the, what about the BBC and the government, eh? To do the most far-reaching investigation of what happens, who knew what, when, and what was happening in the institutions, and why nothing was done about it. Teenagers in wheelchairs and others recovering from cancer were amongst those originally attacked by the sick BBC DJ during his time volunteering as a hospital porter. He did that all from the very beginning, this porter stuff. He was into diddling children from the start. One patient claimed he was fondled in Savile's Rolls Royce at a Stoke Mandeville fundraiser when he was just 9, and 2 women said Savile forcibly kissed them when they were in their early teens. And a retired NHS worker poured scorn on the claim, telling the illegal, to my knowledge, the juniors and staff knew, were advised to be careful in their contact with them. They all knew. So the hospitals are trying to plead ignorance, but the staff are saying they all were all told about it. And to watch them. Of course, what it really means, if you want your job, just look the other way. That's what it means. You understand that the power these characters have. I mean, every victim here knew there's a paedophile ring involved here, big ones. There's lords, there's sirs, and all the rest of them in the system over there. And you go up against them, and they'll break you. And if you put a complaint in, believe you me, you'll get a visit telling you all the nasty things that's going to happen to you and your family if you carry on. That's how it really works in the real world. That's how it really works, folks. You understand, you're living in a psychopathic system that you think is normal. This is their system that they designed for you to be brought up in. From the bankers to these characters to the rest of them, they've all got lots in common. Interrelated aspects of themselves. And you're just a plunder. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix, just talking about the system, and it's only a little bit of it to do with Jimmy Savile, or Sir Jimmy Savile, of course. But it goes on and on and on about him staying in this, in a nurse's home. He stayed in the nurse's home next to the hospital there. They gave him a room there for 24 years, for goodness sake, so he can get into to see the little children, you know. And he also had to have someone walk around with them, and some of them, because they said because the children's ward, that's why they wouldn't let him near there, because he would go there. He also demanded that the patients get pornography supplied to them as well, because nobody knew anything about it, right? Nobody knew. And it goes on and on and on, but as I say, they've hung him out to dry because he couldn't keep it quiet, and they make sure that they try to keep us all focused on him rather than the whole ring that was involved in him. I remember even going back to the school shooting in Dunblane, when the guy Hamilton, this guy who was a known perv, got a handgun permit, and the police had turned him down before because he'd visited his apartment in Scotland, and he was a scout leader and all the rest of it, too, the usual stuff. And Hamilton eventually got a permit because a lord who was in London stood guarantor for him and told him to pass it. That's how he got his handgun. He was supplying children, too. That's what that was all about. This goes on and on and on, but I'll never go into all this stuff. Never. Another article, too, is about Savile had the set of Broadmoor keys. And as the scandal grows, the Six Star had access to the mentally ill patients as well. Some of them were all really brain damaged, and he was raping them, folks. Nobody knew. They gave him keys, though. Jimmy Savile was given his own keys to high security Broadmoor Mental Hospital as well as the General Hospital in Mersey yesterday. The gold-plated set was presented to the predatory paedophile as a reward for his volunteering and gave him access to mentally ill patients. The extraordinary revelation came as National Health Service chiefs came under mountain pressure to start an inquiry into Savile's freedom to sexually abuse child patients. And it goes on about he was given bedrooms or an office at three hospitals, and yesterday more former patients came forward to say he abused them on the children's wards. And as growing fears, the National Health Service bosses turned a blind eye to sick, disabled children being attacked by Savile because he raised so much money for them. Now, what it is, too, these guys will bribe the people in charge, folks. See, psychopaths can read you very quickly. And whatever you're into, they'll supply it for you. Now you're compromised. That's how it works. Stoke Mandeville Hospital in Buckinghamshire, where nurses warn children to pretend to be asleep when the gym will fix its star came calling, made £40 million from his fundraising. See, a lot of that stuff gets funneled off into pockets, you understand. This is the real world again. It's how things all work all over the place. The TV entertainer volunteers a porter to gain access to children recovering from cancer and brain surgery and sexually assault them. He said hospital chiefs realized I might be useful to them and boasted he was untouchable. He did. He would always pull his card out from the Queen. You see? No kidding. And he said in one of his interviews that he was untouchable. And he just pulled out the card and says, you know, I can get the information, all the lowdown on anybody instantly. Through, you know, MI6, MI5 and the Queen and all that bunch, secret services. A former Stoke Mandeville nurse yesterday claimed managers were well aware that Savile, given a bedroom at the hospital for two decades, was a child abuser. Holly from Dover told LBC Radio Jimmy Savile molested one of the patients on the paediatric unit. He was supposed to go on any children's wards unaccompanied. He was not supposed to go on unaccompanied. Stoke Mandeville were well aware of what was going on. For them to say now that they knew nothing is complete lies. They knew. It makes me so angry. You understand, as people go up the ladder in any profession, they compromise and compromise and compromise. And the psychopathic types tend to go up the ladder faster. They knock all competition out of the way. And they're easier to bring in to this kind of thing and keep their mouth shut for a good reward. That's through all the system. Well, it's all geared that way. As I say, you're living in their system. Why do you think he give you all these children's stories so you think it's a nice, lovely little world? And you grew up that way too, and justice prevails and all that. That's all the stuff that indoctrinate you with. To make you utterly naive to what really goes on above you. And it says the National Association for People Abused in Childhood said it had been inundated with calls about Saville. Chief Exec Pete Saunders says two this morning told us that not only did Jimmy Saville abuse them at Stoke Mandeville, but a doctor did as well. So they all knew. And the politicians were in it too, you know, and they used them for their PR shots, etc., etc. And it goes on to detail some of the things that he did to some of these people. And literally just having sex with folk who were even paralyzed, children who were paralyzed. And they make him a sir, you know, make him untouchable when he was alive. But you can't shock folk now, as I say, and this will be legalized. This will be legalized. There's big pushes on. And when you understand the system and you've read enough of their documents over the years, you know where they're all pushing. And Hollywood helps it, and all your entertainment industry helps it along. And you become contaminated with ideas without even knowing it. So when it really happens, you say, oh, well, I guess it was inevitable. Yeah. Of course, they're all in it together. And there's more than that. They will never unravel this because they can't. It would expose too many of the bigwigs. So they're throwing Saville's name out there to the wolves. And that's where it'll end, folks. That's where it will end. Another one, too, is his chilling photos of Jimmy Saville perched on hospital bedsides inside the hospital. Christmas card that Prince Charles sent to the television presenter, who, as you know, was interviewed by police in 2007. He wrote, Jimmy, with affectionate greetings from Charles, give my love to your ladies in Scotland. Now, it's a little play there, actually, because, you see, Jimmy had bought himself an out-of-the-way place in Scotland where he could do his paedophilic stuff. He did it all over the place, anyway. But, and Jimmy was from England. Now, I always... I'm amazed when the press admits and throws something to the wolves or somebody, one of their own. This is quite easy to do once they've died. And of course, Jimmy Saville, this perv that's been there forever at the BBC, amongst many other pervs, mind you, was fronting for a paedophile ring, a high-profile one of very important people and supplying children to them and having a lot himself too. But in Scotland, they'll say lads for guys and laddies and lasses, you know. It's a bit of a play on that, if you can think about it. Anyway, the ladies are thought to be women dressed in waitresses' outfits with initials HR and H on their aprons, who served Prince Charles when he dined with Sir Jimmy at the BBC's Presenter's Cottage in Glencoe in the Highlands in 1999. So he liked a lot of little boys as well, and some of them do go into that as well as girls. But it says Sir Jimmy Saville, Prince Charles' love for Saville's ladies. Now that's a little play on a word, ladies, there. But anyway, it says that in light of ITV's damning documentary about Sir Jimmy Saville's sexual abuse of girls, the Prince of Wales may regret the closeness of their friendship. And one